AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Raleigh, North Carolina, Vice President Kamala Harris is giving her economic outlook. She says she will go after bad actors.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food.
Speaking in Wisconsin, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was asked about Donald Trump's appeal.
The reason that President Trump has been so successful connecting with Americans is even when they disagree with something that he might say, they know that he just is who he is, right?
Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks are over, but President Biden is optimistic.
We are closer than we've ever been. I don't want to jinx anything.
Talks will resume on Monday. A U.S. official says mediators are preparing to implement the Gaza ceasefire and hostage swap deal before a final agreement. Russian troops are said to be advancing at a fast pace toward the Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk. A jury in Florida is deliberating in the manslaughter trial of a white woman, Susan Lawrence, in the shooting death of her black neighbor, A.J. Owens. There's been tension between the two over Owens' children. Owens was shot and killed as she knocked on Lawrence's door. Amanda Sizemore is Lawrence's attorney.
You can imagine how she sees this door moving the way that it is, and she knows that the door frame is damaged. How scary that must have been for her. And she had a split second to make a decision whether or not to fire her weapon.
Prosecutor Rick Buxman says there was no threat.
There is no evidence that Ms. Owens was trying to get into defendant's house. If she wanted to, she had every ability to do so. But she's banging, come out, pause and wait, bang again. And then the gunshot happens.
The momentum continues on Wall Street in late day trading. Stocks are higher. This is AP News. Pakistan has identified its first case of Mpox.
Days after the World Health Organization declared the spread of Mpox a global health emergency, Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of Mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chemas.
A family member says a newlywed couple and the bride's mother were killed in a crash after a semi-truck overturned on Interstate 70 near Denver. The family was on the way to the mountains when the crash happened. Police say the truck flipped over, spilled its load of large plastic pipes over the median into the westbound lanes, causing three vehicles to crash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.